عيد الأضحى This Eid al-Adha
May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity In your life Eid Mubarak Eid Mubarak Eid Mubarak Eid Mubarak
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Channel Once again welcome you in our program Halal or Haram Inshallah Azawajal Today we'll be talking about the secrets of a successful trader, a businessman And what Islam guides us in this regard What are our responsibilities being a Muslim To be a good businessman, at the same time, we earn halal sustenance and various other aspects of this topic, inshallah, we'll be talking about. Be with us from start to end, an immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning, and inshallah, we'll try to share with you. Today, we've got our two brothers, Brother Zeyb Attari and Brother Hassan Attari, with us, inshallah, Azawajal, and they will also share important piece of information about this very topic. But respecting this, before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. Because my Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad, Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible deed, any permissible task, or any good deed. So I make this intention, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this program from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. Leave all the works, ask your family members to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program, and inshallah, Azzawajal, you will feel that you learned something end of this program. Respecting viewers, let's go towards our guest, Brother Zeyb Attari. And Hassan Attari. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah. Zeyb, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Hassan bhai, how are you?
Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ala kulli hal. How are you, Rizwan bhai?
I'm good too. Jazakallahu khairah. First of all, I would like to say thank you to both of you, Jazakallahu khairah, for coming and giving us your time. And sharing some light, inshallah, on this very important and crucial topic that is halal or haram. And especially when we are trading, especially when people, they are doing business or they are employee or they hire people, they give them employment. So everyone should know the prerequisites, the important bits, ins and outs, what is important and what one can do, what one cannot do. So do's and don'ts. These are very important elements one should be aware of. You should seek knowledge. But unfortunately, we do not do that. And because of that, end of the day, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. People end up earning haram sustenance instead of earning halal. And earning halal is the most important and crucial element in a Muslim's life, I believe. Because without that, one's worship, one's ibadah, one's spirituality, or if he is feeding the children, their upbringing, everything can be at risk. So inshallah, today we'll be talking about this very topic. But first of all, I would like to just ask you, how important do you find this topic is for a businessman that when he is into a business, before starting a business, what sort of knowledge, the important knowledge he should seek from? That's the very first question we'd like to ask.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Definitely, Rizwan bhai, is a very important topic, alhamdulillah, we've chosen today. And I'm sure the viewers of Madani Channel will appreciate this topic.
Inshallah.
And it will help them out a lot in their daily lives.
Definitely.
And by the grace of Allah, we are all Muslims.
Alhamdulillah.
And it is important that every Muslim, he follows the guidelines that is given to him in the Holy Quran and in the blessed Ahadith. He follows the teachings of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the example given by the Sahaba Ikram and the pious predecessors.
Definitely.
It's very important for us to do so, to ensure that our earnings are halal,
yeah.
So that we are eating halal ourselves. And then importantly as well, we are providing halal for our children.
MashaAllah. Hassan bhai, what do you think? How important this topic is, especially when we talk about as a Muslim that when we are earning halal sustenance, how important do you think it is?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Razwan bhai, it's a very important topic. Like as Azeb mentioned, that Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided us in the Quran that we should earn halal sustenance. Also in Hadith Mubarakah, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has guided us as well that we should earn halal food, halal sustenance. And we also use the halal means to earn the halal sustenance. Right. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Also our pious predecessors, they actually taught us as well that how we should be how we should be as a successful businessman, but also how we should earn from this business as well. So Alhamdulillah, it's a very beautiful topic, and especially in current era we are actually living, it is very important to discuss these things. So people will inshallah learn from this topic, learn from this the topic we have today inshallah Azza wa Jalla. And I will request them, the brothers who are watching my channel, that learn from it and act upon as well on this topic, Masha inshallah.
Very good, Hassan bhai. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, the foremost, you can say, the important source to learn, to deduce any knowledge from is Quran, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does it guide about? This very topic, earning halal sustenance. If we look at part 5, Surah An-Nisa, verse 29, I would like to read before you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم. So this is what is stated in the Holy Quran. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. O believers, consume not unjustly the property of one another among yourselves, except it be a trade by your mutual consent. Now, in the commentary of this very ayah of Quran, subhanAllah, Imam Ahmad bin Hajar Makki, Haytami Shafi'i, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has said, it's very important to notice, viewers. In this blessed verse, Allah Azza wa Jalla has clearly stated that trade is permissible on condition that it is to be done with the party's consent. And consent can be obtained provided that there is no cheating or corruption. SubhanAllah. Therefore, the one who wants to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who wants safety on his religion and world and the hereafter and respect, should make efforts for his religion and should never follow anything related to cheating or corruption in business. Zeb bhai and Hassan bhai, the important point I would like to take from this commentary is corruption and cheating. Islam is such a perfect code of life. It guides us on each and every walk of life, every aspect of our life, alhamdulillah. If there'll be cheating in a society, so you cannot live in a just society, in other words. So Islam tells us you should earn halal, you should do business with just means. Why? Because this will establish law in a society. It will help other people to live with equal rights. Otherwise, if you do unjust, if you do corruption, if you cheat others, so you're going to violate others' rights. That's the reason why earning halal is important. So that is, I think, the very important point to notice, that how important and crucial is to earn halal sustenance. Because earning halal sustenance is not important for yourself, but it is equally important for the community. It is equally important to live in a society which is law-abiding society, and to establish justice in a society, that's also important. Zebai, could you please share Hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to highlight the importance of halal earning?
SubhanAllah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us so much guidance on this topic, only if we were the ones to act upon it.
SubhanAllah.
For example, there are so many hadith in this regard. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Ujra radiyallahu anhu, he narrates that once the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting with the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa ridwan, and a young man he passed by. Having seen a powerful and strong man, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum, they said, would that he could spend his youthfulness and strength in the way of Allah.
Allah. Subhanallah.
When they said this, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave 4 points. Now that we should listen to this viewers on Madhi channel. If this person has come out to look for sustenance for his small children,
right,
so he is in the way of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Number two, if this person has come out to look for the sustenance for his old parents, so even then he is in the way of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Three, and if he has come out to protect himself from begging from people or from eating haram, he is in the way of Allah.
Subhanallah.
And the fourth point, however, if he has come out for ostentation and pride, so he is in the way of Satan.
Allah.
So Rizwan bhai, here you have noticed from this beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the importance of the great effort to serve the parents and to bear the expenses of the children and the offspring. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said regarding that person that he is in the way of Allah ta'ala.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
One more, I'll give you hadith.
Before you proceed towards the next hadith, Zaidai, I would like to highlight a few another important elements and the points that, mashallah, this hadith highlights. Ulama, they mention, and in the commentary of this very hadith I read, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam looked at that person, okay, and his capabilities, okay, subhanallah. And after looking at his capabilities, being a very strong young man, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam highlighted that if he could use this in a positive manner, right? So this is what we also understand, that in whatever profession, in any shape or form we are, and whatever capabilities and abilities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and given us, so we should utilize them in that positive and possible manner. This is what we also understand. If I am a professional, maybe a doctor, if I am a professional, maybe an accountant or solicitor or high post, in any high office, if I've got certain capabilities and abilities that I can make difference, okay, for my religion, right, and I should use those abilities and capabilities, alhamdulillah, and I should use that in a very possible positive manner. And I would like to request those that are watching right now, when you are earning halal sustenance and you are capable and you've got some abilities, and you can contact Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, and you can utilize your abilities and capabilities and serve your deen Islam also. This is what also we learn when we are learning about halal and haram, subhanallah.
And we're seeing this right now, alhamdulillah. You can see in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami that some doctors are in the environment of Dawat Islami, and they are giving their services, they are giving their professional opinion, and they are in the department of health and well-being of the members of Dawat Islami and the community and the society at large. You can also see the solicitors, you can see that they are engineers, they are in the profession, they do their work job, but at the same time they are managing their time so that they can continue to work do the work of deen.
MashaAllah. Another important point is, which it highlights, if a person has got a strong body, right, and healthy, right, and in this way, if he makes right intention, I think this hadith also highlights the importance of intentions.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it? I think the same hadith, it was mentioned about ostentation.
Mm.
If you're showing off, right, there are people that make body, why? To just show off how good they look, okay, how strong they are. Okay, they would use certain kind of shirts where they expose their body, isn't it?
Yes.
If that is to show off, if that is for ostentation, if intention is not right there, and you're making your body for that reason, then I think we should seek a verdict and opinion of ulama, would it be? And on top of that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me health, if I'm doing it, if I've got a good health, and or if I do exercise, let's say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to make my life healthy, and I utilize that ability or capability or that strength what I've got, and if I utilize that for the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an intention that I'll be more comfortable in offering salah, I'll have strength so I could go to Madani Qafile, I'll have strength so I could inshallah serve the deen of Islam in a better way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all. But exactly if intention goes wrong, other way around, so then it would be a destruction also. So this is what we learn from this, my dear respected viewers of Madani Channel. Whatever we do, we should do for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have got any ability, capability, We should use it in a positive manner. And whatever we do, it should be for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear Zeyman, you were mentioning another hadith.
One more very beautiful hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. And in this life, when we do something, we look at what we get in this life. Obviously, when you do business, when you do trade, when you earn money, you're looking at the money. People go to work simply because of the money, to bear their expenses. But what will you get in the afterlife? The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a true and honest businessman will be with the prophets,
Allah,
Siddiqeen, and martyrs.
Subhanallah.
What a great reward there is for the true and honest businessman.
Allah. MashaAllah. So what a companionship would it be for a true businessman? What else do you want if you get that companionship? If you that get that, subhanallah, closeness and proximity with Nabi, with Siddiq, subhanallah, Anbiya and Siddiqeen, what else one wants? But all we have to do is we have to live our life according to the teachings of Islam. And if we are earning, we should earn halal sustenance. And if we are doing, we should be a true, honest and just trader, isn't it? Hasan bhai, mashallah, we have heard two beautiful hadiths of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have talked about what lessons, what we learned from that. Would you please also share a few ahadiths of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, highlighting the importance of halal earning?
As well, like you mentioned before, regarding professionals and like doctors, solicitors. So this hadith in Barka mentioned here that Allah Azza wa Jalla loves the professional who works for their livelihood, the true believer.
Subhanallah.
And there's a hadith in Barka, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the one who works with his own hands till the evening and feels tired, he does the evening after being forgiven.
Allah.
So this is the hard work. If you're doing a hard work, you're earning a halal sustenance, and inshallah, by means of that, you'll be forgiven as well.
Alhamdulillah.
Another hadith in Warqa, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the one who desires for the world in a halal way to protect himself from begging, to make much effort for his family members, to be kind to his neighbor, will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in a state that his face will be as bright as the full moon.
Allah. Subhanallah.
So obviously in the topic we're discussing and according to this hadith in Warqa, alhamdulillah, we can talk about the blessings of earning the halal sustenance, alhamdulillah, Jujal. And like you mentioned, the Zib mentioned, this is a very important topic in current era that we should learn about these things. And then we earn our sustenance according to the means of halal, so we can please Allah, Jujal, and please the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
That's the foremost, important point in one's life, especially the Muslim's life. When we are living, we live not for just mainly for this world only. We have to live in this world, and the time will come when we have to depart from this world. A Muslim does not just think about the present life what he is living. Could be those they are non-believers. They could just think because they think this is the only life they are living. And they can think, whatever I can do, I should do in this life. But alhamdulillah, as a believer, we are thinking more about the afterlife, because a wise person is the one who prepares for the time he has to live in this world as much as, and he prepares for the time he has to live afterward. And that is the everlasting life.
That's right.
So the wise person would always prepare for that life, which is an everlasting life. So alhamdulillah, as we have heard about the importance of this topic, earning halal, it stops corruption, it stops cheating from the society, it protects people's rights who are living, okay? Because when you're doing trade, if you're not honest, if you're not just, definitely you're going to violate others' rights also. So Islam, it looks about people's right in this world, but it also gives you the glad tidings of the hereafter, that you if you follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do honesty in this world, if you do trade justly in this world, so these are the benefits, these are the inshallah glad tidings, these are the rewards you're going to attain when you depart from this mortal world. And the reward, what we subhanallah heard from a hadith was, Allahu Akbar. They were great, were immense, that a person would get the companionship of Anbiya Kiram, a person would get companionship of Siddiqeen. Allahu Akbar. And we heard about that he will be forgiven. Right? And what else we want? If we get the forgiveness, if we get Jannah, inshallah, azawajal, if we get companionship of prophets after life is sorted, that's what we all want.
But we're talking about the life hereafter. And there's another hadith in Barakah which says the Jannah is for the one who has a pure earnings.
Allah.
Allah.
So you can imagine that you can earn the Jannah by earning the halal sustenance.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And then obviously, alhamdulillah, azawajal, that's what the Islam teaches us.
Yes.
That we live in the society, that we, like you mentioned, that we'll be nice with other people as well. We're not violating their rights as well.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, by earning a pure earnings, then you will enter Jannah as well, inshallah.
So this life is also sorted and the hereafter too. Respecting viewers of Madani Channel, I would like to share another ayah of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Quran, وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشًا. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And we have made the day for seeking livelihood. Part 30, Surah An-Naba, verse 11. It has been stated in another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Then, disperse in the land and seek the grace of Allah azza wa jalla. So these ayahs of Quran, they are encouraging us to earn halal sustenance, to go and make effort to seek halal sustenance, not for yourself, but for your family members also. And subhanAllah, the second ayah from Surah Al-Jumu'ah, which mentions first that when it comes to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should hasten, you should be quicker to go to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning to offer Salatul Jumu'ah. When it comes, the time you should go. And once you've done your salah, once you've done the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when salah is finished, then it is said, فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَهُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ, meaning then disperse in the land and seek the grace of Allah. So this is the beauty. Once in a week, when it is the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to offer Salatul Jumu'ah, then we have to stop when it is the time of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is the time to follow the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All business, all work should be stopped. We should go offer our Salatul Jumu'ah. Once that is done, then this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then disperse, then go and seek the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, you can go and earn halal sustenance. So this is the encouragement from Quran, which is guiding us. That there are two points, Zaybai, I would like to ask you. One is seeking the right and halal food, halal sustenance, riski halal for you or for your family. And we have been encouraged in Quran as well as in ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But at the same time, when it comes to offer a salah, when it comes to dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to fulfill our obligations in terms of fara'id, wajibat, and those that are compulsory upon us, those acts which have been commanded in Quran and Hadith, we have to do that. What do you think? Sometimes when a person is earning livelihood or he is earning sustenance, so they become a hurdle. You see, this earning the money or sustenance, sometimes this becomes a hurdle in terms of fulfilling the obligations. What do you say?
SubhanAllah, definitely. Very true. Alhamdulillah, we should be doing the dhikr of Allah. We should be remembering Allah Ta'ala, and at the same time, we are encouraged to do search halal. We are encouraged to look for halal.
The people that don't do they? Sometimes you see them. The Muslims are there.
This is the problem in today's society, that unfortunately, when people are at work, they forget about the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. You will see, unfortunately, these days, people are so engrossed in their jobs, in their work, that they forget about offering their salah, for example.
Yeah.
And some people, they don't get a chance to offer salah, but they will make excuses that my boss doesn't allow me, or I don't get enough time, or I'm not in a situation, or my clothes are not pure. So these excuses are not valid for us. We need to, no matter what happens, earn halal, and then at the same time, we need to follow the other commandments of Allah Ta'ala that we have been given.
I would like to add as well that unfortunately, there's a mindset comes up, the people, the business people, that even when there's azan is done, they still don't close the shops. They continues with their business as well. In our pious predecessor's time, there's a different narrations that whenever their farais comes, like azans happen, or when the time of namaz comes, they used to close their businesses and they come toward namaz. But unfortunately, in this day and age, the people don't follow the steps of our pious predecessors, and they just continuously in heedlessness, they just continuously doing their businesses and following the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal, that when the namaz time comes, they're closing the shops and going toward the masajid. When if jamaat is wajib on them, they should be closing and then going to offer the jamaat. But also pious predecessors, and when we read the biography of our Sahaba Ikram, they used to do the business as well. But when the right of Allah Azza wa Jal comes, then they stop their trades.
Definitely, Hassan bhai. The pious people of the past, they never delayed in fulfilling the command of Allah, in doing the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. They had the hammer in the air, and what would they do? As soon as they heard the adhan, they would leave the hammer.
Allah.
They wouldn't hammer down. And how long did it take to go like this?
Yes.
When they had the needle inside the leather, what would they do? They wouldn't take the needle out, they would put it on the side and go and fulfill the command, because why? The call of Allah Ta'ala has come. The command of Allah Ta'ala has come. I need to leave everything. Very good point you made, mashallah.
And it reminds me of a beautiful couplet in Urdu. It says, Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein. Khuda ko bhool gaye log fikre rozi mein. Khayale risk hai, razik ka kuch khayal nahi. And people, they have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Razzaq, while searching for risk. And they've got thought of risk, but they have forgotten the Razzaq. How is it possible? Razzaq, who is to give you risk, who gives you risk, you get everything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are being neglectful about the commandments of Razzaq in search of risk. Is it wise to do? Not at all. Respected viewers of Planning Channel, today we are talking about halal sustenance. We're talking about those important elements which a successful trader should possess. Inshallah, we'll also talk on this. So far, we have covered a few ayahs of Quran, a few ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And now, inshallah, we'll learn the professions of Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, what blessed professions did they adopt in their life? And alhamdulillah, we can also adopt those beautiful professions, those were adopted by Anbiya alayhi wassalam, inshallah, and it will also increase our knowledge and various other Madani pearls, inshallah, we can learn from this. Hassan bhai, could you please share a few examples of those professions which were adopted by blessed Anbiya alayhi wassalam?
The blessed prophets alayhi wassalam joined different professions for their livelihood. So Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi rahmatullah said that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, first of all, used to do the work of cloth manufacturing. And then he alayhi salam started cultivation.
Right, subhanAllah.
Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam was in the wood profession.
SubhanAllah.
Sayyidina Idris alayhi salam in dressmaking. Sayyidina Hud and Salih alayhi salam in business. Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam in cultivation. And Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyina alayhi salatu wasalam would graze goats, and Sayyidina Dawud alayhi salam would make armors that used in the battles. And despite being the king of the entire world, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam makes fans and small baskets of date leaves. And our beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do trade. So these are the professions which were adopted by the different Anbiya alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah. And here, respected viewers of Madani Channel, you heard beautiful professions adopted by Anbiya alayhi salam. We can also learn from their seerah. And one important point what we learn from this, that subhanAllah, sometimes if we are in a trade, we are in a business, we think that without dishonesty, without lying, without corruption, we cannot be successful. No, that's not the case. These were the most blessed personalities ever walked on this face of earth. Closest in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anbiya alayhi salam. When they did business, definitely their business, their profession was free from corruption. Their business was free from cheating, alhamdulillah, because they followed the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And their trade, their professions, we can learn, subhanallah, and we can adopt. And the way they were successful in doing so, we can also become successful in our trade and in our business without dishonesty, without lying, and without corruption. And inshallah, barakah lies in honesty. This is what a message we would like to give across from this platform. Ji, if we talk about our pious predecessors, right? Their example, their seerah, their biographies, what does it guide us in terms of earning halal sustenance? Any example you've got in your mind?
SubhanAllah, Rizwan bhai, when we talk about Islam and we talk about business, or we talk about trade, we talk about earning halal, then there are certain individuals who we just have to speak about. We cannot go without speaking about them because they have given us a perfect example. They have set that benchmark for all of us to follow. When we look at the history of Islam, then there is one personality especially who we cannot leave out, and that is the personality of Sayyidina Zubayr bin Awam radiyallahu anhu. A very great personality. He radiyallahu anhu, he was the cousin of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Paternal cousin from the father's side. He radiyallahu anhu, he was the son-in-law of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. He radiyallahu anhu was the nephew of Sayyidatuna Khadija radiyallahu anha.
Subhanallah.
And on top of all this, he radiyallahu anhu was amongst those fortunate companions who was blessed with the good news of entering paradise by the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam. In his lifetime.
Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Zubayr bin Awam radiyallahu anhu, he was asked about the secret of his success. The secret of him being such a successful businessman. And he radiyallahu anhu replied, listen to this, and these are some golden words that we should all remember. He said, I have never bought anything without seeing it, and I have never rejected little profit. And whoever Allah Ta'ala wants, He Azza wa Jal grants him blessings.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah. So we can learn from this that he says that this is not my excellence. Allah. This, whoever Allah Ta'ala wishes for, Allah Ta'ala grants him blessings.
Subhanallah.
Now, he's referring his success to Allah Subhanallah.
And if any of us are successful businessmen, if any of us earn a lot of money, we have a big house, we have a good car, then we should never ever think that I got this because of my effort.
People I got say this, isn't it?
Exactly. People say this. They say,
it's me, I've done it.
I'm everything.
Yeah.
They should associate this success towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala has given you the ability. Yes. Allah Ta'ala has given you the brain power. Allah Ta'ala has given you the strength to earn the money and earn all of these blessings. Whatever favor you gain in this dunya, you have gained because Allah Ta'ala has granted you. Even in worship when this happens, people say that I have done Hajj, I have done Umrah, or I recite this much durood in every single day. Or they say, you ask them, have you done your qurbani? And they will say, alhamdulillah, I done one full cow. Whatever worship that we are doing, alhamdulillah, these are all good actions and we should be doing this. But these are all by the permission of Allah Ta'ala. When we look at salah, how many people are invited towards salah? Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. Millions are invited, but only those fortunate ones who Allah Ta'ala gives the permission, they have the permission to come and do sajda in his court.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So when he was asked about some of the secrets of his successful business, for him being the successful businessman, he mentioned few. One was that he referred his success. He associated that to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what other, could you please highlight them again?
The other success, the secret of his success, you can say.
He did not ignore the little prophet.
Allahu Akbar.
Isn't it?
The little small prophet, he did not leave out the small prophet. And he never bought anything without seeing it first.
Without seeing it first. So this is also something we understand that whenever we do a trade, whenever we do a business, first of all, we should look what we are buying. In this day and age, this is also observancy. The people that do not see the product, what they are buying, at the end of the day, when it comes to them, so they get problems. So this is also another secret of successful business, whether you are a buyer or a seller. So this is very important. You should see first what you're getting, or you are selling. You should show the other person. Another important point is here, when we are doing trade, we should mention the defect. This is also Islamic teaching. When we are doing business, we should mention, for example, if I'm selling this laptop or maybe this phone, I should mention if there's any defect in this, any fault in this. This is one of the most important teachings of Islam in terms of trade, doing business.
But what do? We see,
hide faults.
We hope that this person, he doesn't realize the fault. He comes to inspect the product. And we see, we're hoping that, please don't look on this side of the product because there's a bit of damage.
Sure.
Or we're selling a car and we hope that he doesn't lift up the hood. Mm. He doesn't see what's inside the engine.
We intentionally hide those faults. Astaghfirullah. And this is also something adding haram elements in terms of our selling and in terms of earning halal sustenance. I think definitely. Because if something has to be mentioned when you're doing a trade or business or you're selling, at that time, you should mention if any fault or defect is there in that product. But we don't see this in our day-to-day life.
That comes with honesty.
Yes.
So obviously, if you're honest, then obviously you'll not be hiding these things. And then also, other thing is that not lying to the customers as well.
Very good.
So these are the two main things when you need to make your business successful. You must have heard that a lot of honest people, they make their business very successful.
Very good.
And also, they don't lie about as well. They don't lie about their products. They tell to the clients,
clearly mentioning
that this is the defect.
Yeah.
And obviously, these are the things which also, sometimes we think in our mind that, okay, if I be like telling everything, all the defects, and I'll be too honest as well.
I won't sell the products.
I would not sell the products. But maybe this will be the reason for you selling the products. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla put the barakah when
definitely.
You're honest.
Okay, maybe you will be able to sell that product once.
That's
okay,
right.
Without mentioning the defect or fault. And the person who will get it, okay, next time he won't come to you.
That's
and
right.
with 10 people, he will tell that this person sold me something wrong. So you are indirectly destroying your business. This is not a secret to
You must have observed as well that in the market, when the traders are, if someone is honest, he will get
more business.
He will get more business.
Yeah.
He will be famous in the market, whole
Definitely.
Market, that this guy is famous. Let's go to him.
Yeah.
His goods will be nice as well. And he's famous. He's honest as well.
Definitely.
So he will, in a way, when you're honest and when you are speaking truth, inshallah, you'll be famous as well in the market. Your goods will be sell better. And also, it will be barakah in your sustenance as
Beautiful
well.
Beautiful point, somebody you've brought into discussion. I would request you, could you please mention the honesty of our pious predecessors, if you've got an example before you?
Alhamdulillah, like Zayd bin mentioned about Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Hazrat Zubair bin Awam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very honest. So many times the people used to place their belongings in his security.
Subhanallah.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani, Sayyidina Miqdad, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Awf, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and seven other glorious companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, appointed Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu as a guardian over their wealth after their death.
Allah.
And Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu anhu would look after their wealth and with absolute honesty and would spend on their children from their own earnings.
Allah.
Subhanallah. This was the honesty of Sayyidina Zubair bin Awam radiallahu
anhu. That made him successful businessman also. His honesty, his truthfulness.
Subhanallah. As you were mentioning, as well as earning halal, we're also increasing our business. We're keeping it halal by speaking the truth, by being honest, and at the same time, we're building a reputation for our business. This is how people come. They come as a reference.
That's right.
People give good reviews, and then you get more customers. And it's honesty you've spoken about, subhanAllah. People used to give them their wealth because they were so honest. If we look at our lives.
Even after the life, they would entrust their things to
Allah. If we look at our lives, how many people will be ready to give us their possessions so that we could look after?
Allah.
People are scared to give us 10, 20 pounds because they're afraid they're not going to get it back. This is the state of the Muslims today. We see the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the pious people of the past, rahimahum Allah, they used to be truthful. They used to be honest. They used to be just. They used to have, they used to be selfless.
Yeah.
They are the ones who used to have the passion to do good and help others. This was their passion. This was their motivation. They set a benchmark for me and you. And this is why Islam was dominant back in the day. Islam was the superpower. The Muslims, they were on top.
Sure.
This is why. But unfortunately, when we look at today's society, when we look at the Muslims today, what do we see? We see injustice.
Yeah. Yeah.
We see lying. We see deception.
Dishonesty.
We see interest. We see bribery. Mm. All of these evils we are seeing in today's society, this is why Muslims are not in domination. Muslims are not the superpowers of today's society. And this is what we need only when we do this. Once we do this, when we become honest, when we start telling the truth, when you remove all of these evils from our society, from our businesses, from our earnings, then inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you will see the Muslims come out on top again.
True, absolutely right. I agree with you. Respective views of Madan Channel, today we are talking about the halal sustenance and those important elements which are related to this very topic. And honesty is one of them. If we talk about our pious predecessors, subhanAllah, the way they used to do their business, you rightly mentioned that when our pious predecessors, when they used to do business, they were honest, they were just, and they would be telling the truth. And these were the secrets of their business. Alhamdulillah, if we see the history, we come to know that businessmen, Muslim businessmen, they traveled to other countries because of their honesty, because of their character, because of their, justice and honesty and, subhanAllah, truthfulness. People, they were coming in the fold of Islam. They were attracted to them. They were fascinated to see such personalities and how justly they would do business. And that was the character, alhamdulillah, attracted many non-believers and they entered in the fold of Islam. Just because of these tradesmen, these businessmen. But unfortunately, nowadays Muslims, they have left those Islamic teachings. Unfortunately, and that's the reason of our downfall, as rightfully you said. And if we follow those teachings, and on the other hand, if you look at that, that there are people who are not believers, right? But they are successful because they have adopted those Islamic teachings, in other words. They have adopted honesty, they've adopted justice, they have adopted fairness, equality in each and everything which has been taught by Quran and by Hadith. And this is their success because they have adopted those secrets and they are successful. And if we follow these Islamic teachings, alhamdulillah, we can also become successful in this world and the hereafter.
But I'd like to add one point here. I was looking at someone's status and it said very beautifully that the non-Muslims, they don't read Quran, they don't read Hadith, they read you.
True, absolutely.
So it is our conduct, it is our character when we are dealing with Muslims and with non-Muslims. Yeah. When we are dealing with them, Islam is not only for the mosque. When we come inside the masjid, this is not when we practice only Islam. We practice Islam throughout our whole life. Whether we are doing a business deal, whether we are trading, whether we are at home, whether we are at school, whether we are at university, wherever we are, Islam is at the forefront. We are the ambassadors of Islam.
True.
We should be representing Islam wherever we go. When we are driving, we should be representing Islam. How we drive, how we behave then, this is also representing our religion.
True.
There was one assignment brother he gave. He was telling me about someone that he had builders at his house. These builders came to his house to do some work.
Allah.
And the way he dealt with these builders, the way his conduct was and his manners were towards these builders who are non-Muslims, by the time they finished their construction at the end, they embraced Islam, all five of them, at the hands of that owner of the house.
Allah.
Because of his conduct, subhanAllah. This is how we should be. This is we need to be. Our conduct should be with everyone. Everyone, it should be good. We should show that we are the ummatis of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him. And he behaved in a certain way and we are trying to behave in his way.
Adding it to Zayboy point, obviously if we as a businessman, we are not fair, we are telling a lie, we are not honest, we are cheating, and how the clients will come to our businesses then. Obviously, if you are not following the principles of the Islam, first of all, you also going away from the Islamic teachings, but also in the market and where you are doing business, you are making a bad name as well.
Sure.
So if you want to become a successful businessman, first of all, we need to learn the Islamic way. We need to learn the teaching of Islam. And then, obviously, to become a successful, you need to do hard work. You need to be honest. You need to following the principles of which are taught by Islam to us. So if you follow those principles, inshallah, you will be successful in here, in this life, and also the afterlife as well.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we talked about the halal systems. Today we talked about secrets of a successful tradesman, a businessman. Definitely, we cannot ignore a best example, subhanAllah, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the best role model for us. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started the profession of a trade, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam went on behalf of Sayyidatuna Khadijatul Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam managed that trip of trade, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came back, subhanallah, she earned so much profit she had not earned in her all previous trips. So this was the honesty of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. This was one of the reasons why she was so much impressed from the character and honesty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On top of so many other elements, she was impressed by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our beloved Prophet, who is the best role model for the entire humanity, for the entire creation, for all the Muslims, alhamdulillah, his uswa, his example, his character, subhanallah, is the best role model for us. And we can learn the honesty, we can learn, subhanallah, secrets of true business from the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in nutshell, if we summarize, we learned about a Muslim should be honest, a Muslim should be trustworthy, a Muslim should be truthful, a Muslim should be just, a Muslim should not do fraud, a Muslim should not be cheating, doing corruption, okay? He should look after people's rights. At the same time, when he is doing his business, he should look after the not only people's right, but as well as the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should fulfill all the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And definitely this will help us in this dunya as well as in the hereafter. These were the few points which we have been able to mention in this very short span of time. And Jazakallahu khairan, thank you very much for your time. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This Eidul Adha, this Eidul Adha.
May Allah's blessings bring happiness, peace and prosperity in your life. Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak, Eid Mubarak.